If you're a San Francisco resident, there's a pretty good chance you went to college, with or without Wikipedia courses. Over 40% of the city's residents are college graduates, making San Francisco one of the most educated cities in the country. So when we send our community storytelling team out to gather stories from locals, many have tales of college life. We're going to listen to one of them now as part of KALW's Here Here, a pop-up radio project.
Here?
Here?
Here.
Okay, together.
Okay. Here, here.
A pop-up radio project.
From KALW.
One San Franciscan who our Here, Here producers met has a twist to his tale. Producer Audrey Dilling met Ben Nelson at the San Francisco Main Library to hear his plan for a new kind of Ivy League university.
It's an idea that I've been working on for almost 20 years since I was an undergrad. But until the age of the internet, it really was actually impossible to pull off. My name is Ben Nelson. I live in San Francisco. I'm the founder and chairman and CEO of a company called the Minerva Project. We're effectively trying to create an Ivy League caliber university from nothing. The university will actually have locations all over the world, and we'll deliver the education online because we want to deliver the world's greatest education. It turns out you actually can't do that offline anymore. But that also allows our students to live in various locations all over the world. You'll spend your first year going through Minerva Core in San Francisco or in New York. But then you'll spend every semester thereafter in a different city. So you'll spend a semester in Sao Paulo, and a semester in Beijing, and a semester in Amman, and a semester in Jerusalem, and a semester in Moscow, and a semester in Mumbai. And you'll actually get to see and experience the rest of the world with your fellow students, with a different set of students in each location, but never compromising your formal education. Formally, students will come to Minerva. They're going to go through a full year of a core curriculum that will teach them how to think, that will teach them various ways of analyzing the world, of communicating their hypotheses, their beliefs, their convictions to the rest of their colleagues and friends. And then as they progress into their major, their electives, etc., they not only learn subject matter, but much more importantly, they learn how to apply these analytical and communication tools to whatever subject they decide to pursue. By the end of their education, we bring all of that into an integrative capstone that actually helps students take their deep subject matter expertise and create something interesting and important for the world. My primary motivation today, which I really only saw the glimpses of 20 years ago, is frankly when I turn on the TV and I listen to our political leaders or business leaders or people who aren't even in the scientific community, I'm quite horrified at the lack of intellectual discourse. I think we need to rethink the way that we train our leaders.